Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice Podcast. Hey. I am Melissa.
And I'm Melanie, or Mel. I just say Mel.
Okay, then that's fine. This is Mel. And we talk about all things related to trending topics, pop culture, politics, life, shows, and everything in between. Let's go ahead and get the show started. First things first, we're going to talk about long story short. This is our segment where we talk about life and the things that have happened since we last saw you guys, which has actually been a while because Melanie went out of town for a little while because she was actually trying to figure out what she was going to do with life. But before we get to her, I'll start. So during these last couple weeks that we haven't saw you guys, Kevin and I went to New York.
Yep.
Which I just want to pause on this. I do have acid reflux. I know we talked about this last time, but I don't know if I have several air bubbles or just one big air bubble. In the Bald and the Beautiful, it was making me nauseous. I don't know if you've ever experienced having like gas in your stomach to the point where it makes you feel nauseous, but I was hot. I was sweating. I told you I got Botox under my arm, so I really shouldn't even be sweating. Like that's actually, I paid to not sweat, but I was sweating. And I thought I was going to throw up. Like, I actually was, like, praying legitimately. Like, God, please don't make me throw up live on this television show right now. So it got better because I burped, like, 4 times. But it's not all the way better. So I just want to let y'all know that I still feel very uncomfortable and a little bloated right now. So just know that, okay?
If you were to drink sparkling water right now, would it help?
I don't know. I don't like it.
But regardless of...
It makes me bloated, though. Sparkling water makes me bloat. I don't know if that's a thing, but I do feel like sparkling water makes me feel bloated.
And you didn't bring... What's the stuff that we said last time that both of y'all said, I usually keep it in my bag.
Oh, I think it's in my bag.
You have it today?
I think so. Check over there, Mel. This is the other thing I want to tell y'all. This is the other thing I want to tell you. Mel was out of town, and she had her daughter's fancy-dancy formula sent to me. And I opened the box, and all I saw was acid reflux. And I thought someone has sent to me a brand deal of acid reflux stuff.
Because you need one.
And turns out I was wrong.
You need one.
Oop, I lied. It's not in this bag.
Josh, you don't have it either?
I don't know which bag it's in.
For y'all to have the same thing and not carry the things that you need.
I don't know which bag it's in because I literally saw, oh, it's in my backpack. It's in my backpack. So I just want to let y'all know that yes, if Pepto, I don't know who does the acid reflux stuff, but if y'all wanted to sponsor me, I would gladly, gladly take it because I have a problem.
Go to the doctor.
And I probably should go to the doctor, but I haven't gone.
I'm over you. Go to the doctor.
So anyway, my other tangent on this is that 3-day vacations are bomb.
They are.
Yes. We don't typically do them. Because we normally take like really like we look forward to like a really great big long vacation. And by long, I mean like a week. I don't mean like much longer than that. I'm not like a 2-weeker or whatever. But we spent 3 or 4 days in New York. We did 3 or 4 days in Vegas for Mel's birthday. And man, these are just some of the best trips of life.
Yes.
I had such a good time. Like we saw the Headliners Only tour. It was Kevin Hart, Chris Rock, and Dave Chappelle was the guest opener.
And y'all didn't know. He was surprised, right?
A surprise.
You didn't know he was going to be
no.
there.
No, it was freaking fantastic. We had such a good time. But this is the trueness of like my black card that should absolutely be revoked. When the C came down, you know, his logo on like the side, uh-huh. And everyone's like clapping and doing the things because clearly they recognize it's Chappelle. I do not. So I'm like, oh God, what's happening? So after that, I started watching the Dave Chappelle show yesterday. I caught up on the Chris Rock Bigger and Blacker, I think is what it's called, his comedy special.
Okay.
It's freaking hysterical. Like 20 years later, I think it literally came out in 2012, 2013. So quite literally 20 years ago. It's freaking amazing.
No, that's 10 years ago, first of all.
2012? 10 years ago. Maybe it was 2002 then, 2003.
Okay. It was a long time ago.
Math, who cares? It's really, really, anyway, it holds up really well. Like outside of, you know, there are slurs that are no longer, you can no longer say today.
Yeah.
Clearly. But like the content, I thought held up really, really, really well. Those were when he was saying some of the slurs. Like I said, I was like, you know, that's clearly very cringy and things you can't say today. But other than that, like a lot of the stuff was still very, very relevant. Really, really good.
Where did you watch the?
So I watched it on. I want to say HBO Max.
Okay.
Yeah. So I started watching. I watched Eddie Murphy's. Not Delirious. Okay. Raw. I watched Chris Rock's Bigger and Blacker, and I watched Dave Chappelle's Killing Them Softly.
Okay.
And truly, I enjoyed Chris Rock's. I thought it was freaking phenomenal.
These were all your first time? You were watching them for the first time?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say, well, how come you didn't watch old Kevin Hart? But you've watched all
of them. Okay. So I hadn't watched any of those. I thought they were really, really great. I had a good time. And I started watching the Dave Chappelle show. I started at season one.
You've never watched it.
I've never watched a single episode of the Dave Chappelle show.
Was that, did we just not watch that?
I have no idea how we missed it.
Well, I mean, I know it was out, but I felt like it was bad.
I think so too. I think our parents were entirely too safe for this. I don't know because as big as the show was, fully aware that the show exists, never watched a single episode.
Okay.
So I started at season one. I do need to find out though, where does it pick up?
Oh,
Joshua,
amen.
Did you watch it?
Amen.
Yeah. Do you know when it gets good? I don't want to say good. Where I don't want to say good. That's the wrong word. Good is not.
When does F Your Couch happen?
Which one?
F Your Couch.
Maybe if I start at like season 3. I feel like that's probably when you hit your groove.
Oh,
that's probably
idea.
What I should do.
That's probably a good idea. Yeah.
Okay. Then maybe I'll do that. They said season two. I feel like season two, season three is probably where your people like start to hit the groove.
Yeah.
I'll try that. But yeah, I've been trying to catch up on my like, okay, I need to understand and know, you know, the hard hitting, you know, when people give their list of like,
yeah,
top comedians of all time, those are the people that make the list. So I felt a responsibility to be aware of their body of work.
Got it.
So yeah, that was that. I thought it was really great. They said season two, season three is toast. Does that mean good or bad? Must be bad.
I would think so.
Okay.
I don't either.
I don't know what toast means.
I think. Tell us what toast means.
Yes.
Maybe it's what's it called when you spell a word and then it messes you? It spells something else.
Oh, spell check.
Maybe. Yes.
Autocorrect.
Maybe
they said season two. Okay, I'm gonna start at season two. There's only three. I don't know. Okay, so I'll start at season two.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's what I've been doing the last few days. Influencer life. I'm over all of this. I'm very uninspired right now. I know I've been saying that for weeks. But I'm super uninspired right now. I do not know.
Uninspired to do what? Like, what about, when you say influencer life, what is?
Yeah, let's dig in. Okay, so what I mean by that is the idea of what it means to be a creative in this space. Of the I don't even know. None of it is just appealing. Like the videos, the this, the that. It's very unappealing to me right now. Like Melanie knows, I just hired like a production team. We shot videos last month. I probably have 5 or 6 that I could post. I just haven't. None of it is appealing to me right now. I don't know what it is. I'm just completely unattracted to this. I feel like it also might be a phase. I feel like maybe I'm tired.
Okay. Are you burnt out? This is the season of burnout.
I feel like maybe there is burnout. And I also feel like it's very hamster in a hamster wheel.
Oh.
You're constantly going, but to nowhere.
Okay. I have a question though. Because is that the life of influencer or is that the life of entrepreneurship? Because
great question, because I don't know either.
You always have to keep going, right? Like when you're an entrepreneur, it's own.
But I feel like it is. But I also feel like you could be inspired by what you are doing.
Okay,
and that could give you the motivation to keep going. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe I need to orient myself to a desired end, a goal.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it does feel very like this. It's like, to what end? Why am I doing this? What's the point? What's the purpose?
And because money is not it.
Well, the thing about it is, if there was a way to make the money in which this equals this, because that's how it works when you go to a job, but it doesn't work that way here.
Oh, got it. Yeah. I understand.
And so then placing value, okay, on the work that you do by the income that it brings in, also is a mismatch.
Oh, that's interesting.
So again, I'm just kind of in a weird funk. I'm sure it's just a phase. I don't want to say that like it's forever.
Yeah.
But definitely in this season, I'm feeling very like I have to call the production team because we have to shoot next month. And I'm just like, I have like a list of things and I'm also like, I don't care. So I don't know. It's just a funk that I'm in. I'll figure it out at some point. But yeah. Last thing is that we told you guys about the earrings. Okay. So I had two. Yeah, it is monotonous. It's very much. We had two suppliers send us earrings. Okay. The first supplier quoted me $1.20
or 20.
Something
okay,
like that.
Okay.
Less than $1.50. And so I was like, bet. Seeing them, they're good, whatever. So she sends them. I get another quote, and she's like almost $20. So I'm like, well, somebody lying. I don't understand how she's charging me less than $2, and you're charging me closer to $20. Somebody here is lying. So I was like, both of y'all send them, because I want to understand, like, the sample, the quality, the yada, yada, yada. So the first girl sends them, and I send you guys my samples on Patreon. Let's see. Can they see this good?
Josh, can they see this good?
Huh? Oh, well, let me give you both in if you're going to do that.
I don't even know if it's going to get across, though, because even on FaceTime, when you were showing me,
oh,
it doesn't
really
give this what I'm getting in person.
Even if you put them.
Even,
I want to come out with these earrings. The gold ones do have the slit. She is going to work on the multicolored ones do have the slit. She is going to work on that too. She actually told me she can get it done. But you guys, the quality of these earrings are night and day. The qualities of these earrings are night and day. Okay. The rose gold color ones are freaking tinfoil.
Yeah, they are.
Like, they're so thin. They're very cheaply made. They're just, the answer is no. Okay. The other ones are very much better made. They're, oh, yeah, you can see it now on his thing.
Oh, yeah.
But they do have the slit, so I'm working on getting that closed. But I say all of that to say that be on the lookout for these. I'm very excited about it, but also know that the original price I told y'all is not going to be the price because they're going to be more expensive because it's going to cost me more expense than I anticipated. Mm-hmm. I was trying to get them, like, really as low as possible. But I just cannot offer these.
No.
They're so bad. So that's it. Just be on the lookout for that. I have a lot of things that I'm working on, actually, for the MKOS. Pop-up, virtual pop-up shop, holiday pop-up shop. I'm really excited about it. But these earrings are, these earrings are just,
not it.
Y'all, the color is off. Yeah, the quality is off.
Yeah.
Everything about this is off. And she was able to close it up, though. That's what's so weird.
Yeah.
So, like, the cheaper one, she was able to close it up. But, child, the quality of it is just a hot entire mess. So, whatevs. Those are my life updates. Long story short, but I was here for a long time.
So my life the last 2 weeks, we went to Atlanta, and what is so weird for me is that usually when we go to Atlanta, it's never enough time. Like,
yes,
I will go for 3 months and be like, this is not enough. I need to stay longer. This time we stayed for 2 weeks, and I was texting you to be like, oh girl, maybe I'll change my flight. Because I was over it a lot faster, or just over it. And that's never happened. So it definitely felt like, oh, is this like a closing of this chapter? Like legit, like
being done with Atlanta.
So I don't know. The reality is, we still need income. So figuring out, you know, what does each version of our life look like? We did, you know, go to some neighborhoods and visited, Greg's brother and stuff like that and seeing their beautiful home. With all the rooms and the...
Wait, his brother that's on the commercials?
Yes.
Wait.
There Scoop, there it is. We went and saw their house.
They just bought a house?
It's their... Yeah.
Nice.
And it's beautiful. It is a beautiful... It's nice. The area is nice. He took the girls, McKinley and Greg has two brothers. They both have daughters. So all of the girls minus Micaiah. And they just spent the night over there and had a great time. So anyway, it was, and McKinley was heartbroken to leave. Aww. The night before, she was crying because she was like, we're leaving tomorrow. And then when we got on the airplane, it broke my little heart. When we got on the airplane, as soon as, actually by the time we were in LA and she was by the window, she opened the shade and she could see the lights. Mm-hmm. And she was like, this is LA. And I was like, yeah, those lights are LA. And she just started crying.
Oh, Kimmy.
I don't want to be in LA. And I was like, baby, I'm so sorry.
Aww.
So it broke my heart because she just loves. You know what's unfair, though, is like being there is a bit of a false reality, right?
Yeah, that's
because
true.
When you're there on vacation, yeah. It's summer, your cousins are off.
Yeah.
Everything's a good time. But if we live there,
it wouldn't be like that.
Girl, we got to go home.
Yeah.
You're still going to go home and be home and not spend every single day with your cousins. So, but anyway, I love that she loves Atlanta because I love Atlanta. So it makes me happy that she loves it as much as I do. But, you know, reality is we're not there. And Greg is not allowing me to say that we are staying here for sure. So, you know, we'll see what happens. And then what else happened?
You got your first brand deal.
I got a brand deal, and y'all showed out.
Period.
With the dresses. That was so.
Period.
I actually had to send because I forgot to tell Tierra anyway. So I ended up texting her yesterday, and I was like, "Listen, I told the dress story, and anytime folks is supporting, they put the dresses in the comments. So go look at my reel." And she was like, "Mel." What the heck? And but she also was like, you know, sometimes I think about that story and I still don't know what I was thinking, why I thought that was the answer. But like I did. And so anyway, it was
actually that's going to go into your basketball wives story segment too.
Yes. Amen.
Okay.
Yes. So anyway, it was just hilarious. But shout out to y'all. Thank y'all. I appreciate all the dresses in the comments. And I was really, really excited about, you know, having my first little brand deal.
Yeah, congratulations.
The link is still live. So, you know, if you want to, if you want to buy something, you should. I mean, we had a great time with the toys anyway. They're like great. So yeah, that is what's been going on. We gonna go over to the mail takes. Not just mail, but we gonna take TV, or you want to go in order?
You take TV.
Okay, so let's go to the TV. Mail takes TV, which is the reality TV segment of the show. Okay, so Basketball Wives. I don't know if y'all watching, but
Mel sent me all the clips, the catch up clips, all the things.
Because I need to talk about friendship on Basketball Wives. So, quick little backstory is Brandy and Malaysia.
Yes.
Used to be best friends. Okay. Like besties. She probably would rip her dress for the other one. Like that's what they were doing. And then season like 3 or 4, Brandy was popping off at the mouth.
I think it was 4.
4.
That's what you clipped.
Okay. Was popping off at the mouth to Shawnee being Shawnee O'Neal,
the creator and executive producer of the show.
That part. She was popping off at the mouth to Shawnee, and she called her the B word at the table.
Girl, when I tell you, this is the thing, I don't watch the show. I've actually never, I think I used to watch it when it first came on, when the Jennifer girl.
Yes.
Okay, when she was first on the show,
yes.
That's when I watched, okay, and I wasn't even faithful, but that's when I was watching. So I haven't been caught catching up. So Mel was like, we have to talk about this, sends me the clip. That's the first clip I watch, and I knew enough to know, why on God's green earth? But this is the thing, and now we're going somewhere else. She did try to fix it. But Shawnee was like, you going to stand 10 toes down of them words.
Own it.
You going to stand. Yes. It came out. You can't take it back.
Yes.
That was the best.
The best.
Okay, keep going.
And it's not the singer Brandy. It's Brandy Maxiel. She used to, or she still is actually, she's still legit a basketball wife. She's married to a basketball player whose name I don't know. but anyway, so what happened is she called Shawnee the B word, and Shawnee said, I'm going to be that B today. I'm going to bring it out just for you.
Your services
are no longer needed.
And push her little.
And that was the end of, she got kicked off the show.
Like expeditiously.
Expeditiously.
Your services. She said it like 2-3 times.
She did. Well, and the thing is, Shawnee was like, I never pulled the boss card with none of y'all. I never show up like that with y'all. But if you want me to be that
today, I bet you I will.
I bet you I will. So Brandy gets kicked off the show. Here's the kicker. Here's the friendship. What happened is Malaysia, bestie.
Yes.
Stays on the show.
Correct.
And you don't ever hear from Brandy again. So now fast forward. Here we are, season 10, 11.
Yep.
And a bunch of old girls have come back to the season, including Brandy.
I'm telling you, I'm sorry. I told you I feel it for real.
I hate that you are having this.
Go ahead.
So anyway, Brandy's back on the show. And what we, the audience, find out on episode 1 is that Brandy and Malaysia haven't talked, haven't been friends. They were literally like, we don't like each other. Like, we're not friendly, like, whatever. And it was kind of like, oh, why? So they keep having these little, like, interactions, kind of beefs, and you never really understand what caused it. They're just like, I don't F with her, she don't F with me. Like, that's what it is. And then Malaysia says, after they had gotten into it, Malaysia says, I feel like the real issue is she got kicked off the show and she's mad because I didn't stick up with her, stay with her. I stayed on the show and she got kicked off. So I was like, oh, there it is. Right.
Yeah.
But my question is, who is wrong if anybody's wrong? Because Brandy was popping off at the mouth.
Yes.
You got in trouble.
I think it goes to like what your definition of friendship is, right? I do believe that as friends, you should like have each other's back.
Okay.
I do believe that.
Yes.
I think that you should be able to like support and defend your friend.
Yes.
I also think part of being a friend is being called out on like your BS and being held accountable.
Yes.
And I don't know enough of the story to understand from what I got at the table from the season before clip is that, and Shawnee kind of alluded to it. It was like, girl, it sounds like you're having a lot of insecurities. Like, I'm triggering something in you by the words that I'm saying that's separate than what I'm actually saying. Like, she was taking it deeper than what Shawnee was. Malaysia or Brandy, the girl who got kicked off. Brandy. Okay. Brandy, because she was like, well, that's your insecurity. I said that y'all be having this conversation. You took it as, I think I'm better than y'all. Yeah. I never said all that. Yeah. It's not even that deep for me.
Yeah.
I'm saying the content of y'all conversations
is
childish and immature in comparison to.
Yeah.
That's what I said. You took it as, you the boss and you. I didn't say all that. Uh-huh. That's not even my energy.
Yeah.
So for me, it seems like that was her personal kind of issue. And I think the friend, Malaysia, okay, should have been able to be like, girl, you was kind of tripping though. Like, you can't, you should text me next time.
Text me.
You want to call Shawnee.
Right, right.
The one who signed your checks.
Yes.
Text me then.
Yes.
You know, we can go back and forth. Yes, she is. Yes, she did. And then we leave it there so we don't both have to compromise our checks.
That part.
So that's where I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if that's friendship or not. Because she also, in one of the clips, she was like, I called you. I wanted to film with you. Uh-huh. I was trying to get you back. I was trying to vouch for you. Like, I was trying.
Yeah.
But am I supposed to, like, leave my income?
Right.
Because you decided to act a donkey? Right. And it's not like we discussed it.
Right.
I don't know. I don't think so.
So if you and me was on a show.
But you're my sister.
Okay. And okay, I was talking reckless to Shawnee O'Neal.
I would probably kick you. I would probably kick you.
Right then and there?
Yeah, I would be like. don't say that.
Okay, but if don't I get kicked that. Off the show, don't you staying
that.
On?
I'm going to say, man, why you say that?
You going to stay on?
No, now I can't. I know I would be pissed though.
Yeah, I would be
good and pissed.
Okay, if I wasn't your sister, though,
I would probably be like, I don't know. Because this is the thing. This is the reality of who I am as a person.
Yes.
My reality is I would tell y'all, no, I'm not staying on. And then I would be like, I have to resign too.
You would?
I think I would. It might. It may not be immediate.
Yes.
But it would be like how I did Kev when they fired Kev.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah,
I was
yeah.
like,
yeah,
I got to get a new job because you firing him and y'all want me to stay here. I can't stay here now.
Yeah.
I got to line something else up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't just quit with you because that's reckless and irresponsible because you're being reckless and irresponsible. But now, eventually, I got to go.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm pissed thinking about it.
Yeah. I feel like that I would be Malaysia because I would have stayed on the show.
You stupid. I don't think you would.
You don't think so?
I don't think you would have either.
I mean, for you and for my family, I would be, no. I'm like, rah. Actually, based on the friendship that they had, I would leave.
Because they seem like, did they have a legitimate?
That's why I was like, if it was Tierra. I just had to switch it to be like, if it was Tierra, I would leave. I would be like, hey, I'm riding with you. I hate you.
Would you leave immediately?
Yes. I would be like, I hate you and you going to have to find us another job. But also, I'm not finna play you like this. We finna go together. Yeah, yeah. You ain't finna. No, I'm bye. But.
I would be pissed off.
But Brandy is wrong for expecting to her to have.
Oh, I agree with that.
No, like, she didn't have to do that.
No, she doesn't have to leave.
Because that's literally her check.
Because you're okay with compromising your coins. Yeah. Don't put me in the position to compromise mine. Yeah. And like I said, it's not like we discussed it or I knew or nothing like that. And maybe I was cool with Shawnee.
Right.
Like, why can't I have my own separate relationship and like her?
Yeah.
I don't understand why your issue has to be my issue. I don't understand that because why?
Yeah.
So I do feel like clearly she held that against her.
Yeah.
And that's really unfortunate because friendships be going through it.
Amen.
Friendships be going through it like that. That's a lot. Adult friendships be going through it.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, I thought that was interesting. We were referencing obviously Basketball Wives, but at the heart of it, I just thought the friendship piece was interesting because it's very obvious, even as the episodes continue, that Brandy like misses her friend. And that's when you say like friendships be going through it. At the end of the day, like if you're real friends, you be missing your friend.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but at the but also your kids be hungry. So
well, and that's my problem is I would be like, girl, don't make me. I don't want to choose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't make me choose. I don't want to choose. So that's what makes it tough. And to hold it over her head, because clearly it seems like their actual relationship broke at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that also is what makes it tough.
Yep.
All right. Next one.
Last time we was talking about reality TV and 90 Day Fiancé because that's my jam. And everybody was referencing Family Day Chantel, and I didn't even see the comments till later, but that is my show.
Mel loves the show.
I love Family Day Chantel. Okay, Pedro and Chantel. So I also had you watching that.
Yes. I only watched one episode.
One episode, and this is the only episode that matters because, okay, whatever, they going through it and they like all in the media because they finna get divorced. But the point is that Pedro, the husband who is from Dominican Republic,
yeah,
got a job and is making friends with his coworkers.
Yes.
And Chantel has been feeling away. It's like a lot of drama issues going on, right? She wants Pedro to come home and he don't be home. But also he there was a glitter cup in the house that was one of the coworkers, and he came home and there was a girl's name on his key ring. So Chantel, all in her feelings, and so she said, next time you have a little.
Can we just pause really quickly? Yes. Chantel looks amazing.
Oh, her wig this season is not amazing.
Well, when she has the wig is not, but when she has the tracks
yes.
And she
her
is.
Her body, yaddy, 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 yaddy.
I was like, who are you cheating on her with? Legs, that's going to offer thighs, anything all of that. Better
oh, yes.
than her. She's a pretty face. Is. Body is popping. Yep. Like, girl, where who's you going to? Yes. You've lost.
Yes, but. You got to catch up on the other episodes, I mean, the previous seasons, because it don't even seem like it's looks, right? Like, it seemed like he got a lot. You got to watch, because I was feeling bad for Pedro. But she messed up.
Why?
Because she feeling away because he got his little situation, his little coworkers, and having enjoying life, right? He been in America from Dominican Republic. He been working at the warehouse because he couldn't do nothing for a long time. So he finally doing what he got to do. And making friends. She goes up to the bar to, like, be around his coworkers. And she was supposed to go up there and just, hi, I'm Pedro's wife.
She was never going
to
do that.
Nice
she was never going
to
do that. She was never going to do that.
And instead, the episode is called Dirty Laundry because she goes up there in front of his coworkers and starts talking about they ain't slept in the same bed and he don't take her out no more and just airing all their dirty laundry.
In front of his coworkers at the bar in public.
His coworkers. And so listen, I believe I am the person and have always been the type of person, like early in my younger days when me and Gregory first got together, I would like go through his phone, right? Because that's who I was. Like literally the second time I probably was at his house, he went to the bathroom and I went in his phone. But that's who, hey, I own my stuff. But people would be like, women I know would go through their like men's phones and then not tell them.
Yeah.
I've never been that person, right? Like, if I go through your phone.
I'm going to let you know it, too.
I'm going to let you know. Yeah. I went through your phone, and this is what I found. What's up with that? Like, it's no point. Don't find out something and keep it to yourself. So, no, everybody got to know. So, she is feeling this way. She's in front of the coworkers.
Yep.
She wanted to let them know. But you can't, though.
Yeah, no.
You can't in that instance. She did it wrong.
This is the thing. Couple things. Thing number first, actually, before you go back, do you believe he's cheating on her?
I don't.
Me either.
I don't.
So that's my biggest issue.
Yeah.
Is that you went there. Clearly, there's a lack of communication, a lack of intimacy, whatever is going on in your personal, you know, at home. Once you go out and all of these women are looking at you like, well, girl, ain't nobody slept with him. Like,
yeah. Then you just look dumb.
You look dumb.
Yeah.
You gotta look dumb behind closed doors. Amen. Don't do it in front of his coworkers because now he got to go to work the next day. You want to talk about the door to an affair? Ooh, I can't believe your wife did that. That's she crazy to the mug. So how's it holding up now? Yeah. Oh, that's unfortunate. I'm so sorry to hear that. Ooh, Lord, I couldn't imagine. I would never do
she
that if
did
I was
it in front of
you.
His boys. You don't do it in front of other women.
No, you can't do it in front. You can. And boys meaning his friends. Those are coworkers.
Oh, yeah. 100%,
like, that's 100%. Just a boundary. And his boss was there.
And his boss was there.
That's just the boundary you That's just the boundary you don't cross. She was wrong as two left shoes for me personally.
Yes. I was,
and he was embarrassed. But then I'm trying to catch up, so I'm looking at the comments, and people were like, "Uh-uh, she deserves better. Uh-uh, she deserves better." So I don't know what he has done in the past. But because they were like, she just want, and when she was crying, I mean, I felt what she was saying. She's like, I just want you to love me is basically what she said.
Yes.
When they were in the kitchen, she was like, I just want love. Like, I just want you to love me, which I get. But I'm like, girl, at this point, it seemed to me as a person who's only watched one episode. So mind you, I don't know nothing. Right. Okay. Let me just preface that. That he got his little, I'm ready to sign them papers. He got him his papers. Now he's ready to sign them papers so he can live off how he want to, because it seems the drama that he's connected to with you ain't is no longer worth it.
It ain't it, child. Also, Greg is in the comments. And I was in your phone, and you know I was in your phone because I told you, because that's the kind of person I've been, okay? Period. Been there. Okay. So anyway, that was Mel Takes TV. Oh, and then my car chase. Let me just quickly tell this car chase story because it was the best. Right before we went to Atlanta, literally like the night before, I was watching this car chase that lasted so long. It was so long. And I don't know why the police, they kept trying to
ram
pit.
Oh,
pit. They kept trying to pit the car, but it wouldn't pit. So the guy just kept going. So anyway, they finally get the car. He turns a corner and he hits a parked car. So then the cop comes on the other side. So he's like stuck. The car is kind of stuck between the two. The guy never gets out. They start throwing those like smoke bomb things in the car. He never gets out. So for like 30 minutes, me and Greg are watching them try to get this guy out of the car.
And he never got out.
He never gets out of the car. So I'm like, what are they going to do? Eventually, they're going to have to go in. But like, the fact that most people, after it's over, they just get out the car, get arrested, it's over. This guy, I was like, oh, this seems really dangerous because he won't
get out
of the car. In the middle of them trying to figure out how they're going to get him out the car, the helicopter pilot goes, we're getting word that there's another car chase right behind us. The airplane, the helicopter literally just turns around. You can see the camera just like, doop. And you see sirens. There was another car chase like three blocks away.
Oh my. What I thought you were going to say is that car was coming to pick him up.
No, it was a whole
completely separate car chase. What is going on in the world?
I said, this is a mess. So they start. So he was like, we're going to abandon this one and go follow this one. And the car is going fast. All of a sudden the car stops. I always love when this happens. The car stops and like four people get out of the car and then the car keeps going. And I was like, if I was, that would be me. See here, this whole episode is about loyalty and friendships because listen, I'm getting out of the car. If Greg is driving, I'm getting out of the car. I would stay in only for my children.
That's hilarious.
Anyway, it was great. So anyway, car chases, they'd be my jam.
Where do you watch them, Mel, so people can text you and, I mean, DM you when you're watching these?
I'll watch them in your state. If you have a link, send it to me. I watch on Twitter. I follow the helicopter pilots.
Oh, do you?
Yes. Because they.
Of course you would. Go straight to the source.
They're first responders. So I follow them because they always like tweet the link to be like, yo, we locking into 11 Alive, which I think is an Atlanta station, not a California one, but whatever. I'm locking into whoever. They tweet the news station that they're going to be live on.
Got it.
So anyway, I just follow all of them, and sometimes if I can't find one, then I'll just like search like an area. Like I'll put, you know, whatever.
Is this your favorite pastime? That's what this is getting.
It is. I was telling Greg's parents about it, like, y'all want to watch one?
Well, they was looking at you like, who did my son marry?
I know they were, but you know, whatever.
That is so funny.
Anyway,
okay, let's talk about the pop the trunk segment. This is where we're talking about things that make you want to pop the trunk. We're going to go over the first one that really should make you want to pop the trunk. And that is Neo cheating on his wife, but more importantly, liking her post that she posted talking about the divorce. So this is the thing. Let's catch you up because maybe you're like me. I'm the person, I don't follow pop culture like at all. So I've been spending last night watching, who is Neo? What does he do? I mean, I know who he is, a singer, but like, what's his background? What's his story? So this is the deal, right? Quick, fast in a hurry. Neil was married to this girl named Monetta.
Monetta. Who's over at Housewives of Atlanta this season.
Okay. Keep going. He was married to this girl named Monetta. They got two kids. He said, I don't want no more kids. In solidarity, that's the name of this episode, loyalty. In solidarity and loyalty to him, she got her tubes tied. He agreed to get his a vasectomy.
Yep.
He never did.
Never did it.
Okay. Then they was engaged. Actually, they was engaged. I don't even think they got married.
They didn't.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so I said married. That's not true. They was engaged. They was engaged to be married. He calls her and says, I'm afraid of commitment. I'm not ready to be married. We should not be married. So they break it off. Within a year, he is married to this other girl.
Did they get married within a year? Okay.
Yes.
Keep going.
Got married and had a baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe a year and a half in between the both of those, but it was quick. Mm-hmm. Then had another baby. Then had another baby. I think they got three together.
Yes, they just had a little girl.
Okay. Yeah, because she's like a year. She's like 13 months old. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I told you I had all this stuff on my mind. I was studying for tears. Okay. They was married for about 8 years. Apparently, during this 8 years, they've been back and forth about divorce, not divorce, divorce, not divorce, divorce, not divorce. He did some little article and was like, the pandemic saved us. We was on our way to divorce. The pandemic saved us. Probably because he was not cheating because he couldn't leave the house.
Yes. Yes. They got real.
Okay. So then they had this. I couldn't find the pictures you was talking about.
What pictures?
Of their luxurious renewal.
I didn't
see them.
It was literally like 6 weeks ago.
I couldn't. Well, I should say I went on their Instagram. I didn't Google them.
Oh, it's on there. You just didn't know that's what it was.
Okay. So then they had this fabulous wedding renewal. And then fast forward to yesterday, the day before.
6 weeks ago, they had fabulous, to the point. Okay. It's not even just like, oh, we're going to like renew our vows. Okay. She had a bachelorette party.
Oh, they did it all. Like start
she
fresh.
She did a whole like, got my dress.
Everything like, in the past
yes
didn't matter.
Dress, 100%, had everybody come out to this all red affair. Okay.
Oh my God.
It was, there was the celebrity socialite people was all there. Mm. It was a whole thing within 6 weeks ago.
Okay. So then now fast forward to yesterday, day before, I don't remember what day it was. She's like, first of all, what we're not going to keep doing is pretending. What we're not going to keep doing is pretending that you're not sleeping with all these women and you're doing it unprotected and you're bringing these diseases home. Yeah. I deserve better. I choose me. We're getting a divorce, essentially, in a nutshell, quick, yes. Fast, and hurry. That's the sequence of events because I didn't know nothing, so I had to catch y'all up.
Yes.
She posted it, and then what happened?
And then his dumb ass liked it.
He liked it.
Sis.
That's going to make you pop the trunk for real.
Pop the trunk. Beyonce just released a whole album, Pop the Trunk Girl, okay? And then go sing all the songs, okay?
Yes.
I hate him. And this is the tea. This is the tea. Don't tell nobody. I'm finna tell y'all this. Somebody said he got a secret baby.
Shut up.
That's what the streets said. So all I'm saying is, pop the trunk, Crystal. Because what?
But this is my question. This was the only thing that was a little unclear to me. Okay?
Okay.
Was she cheating with him when he was with Monetta?
See, that's, I don't think that's the case, but the streets say otherwise. But I think that they got together afterward. She said, she commented and said,
Crystal?
Yes. Crystal said, I was not with him when he was with Monetta. That just did not happen.
Okay, okay.
I don't know what Monetta say. I'll be curious her take. But I don't know.
Okay. That was a little fuzzy and unclear to me because he was in that relationship with that girl for a long time, like since the start of his career.
Yes.
And then very quickly thereafter was like to the point of love and marriage seemed very quick to me, but I'm not accusing. It was a question that I had.
It's been known for a while though that he is trash, that he cheats to the point. Somebody...
I don't know Neo like that. I only know him by his music. So I'd be falling for the songs. So I'd be like, Miss Independent. There's no way that person's cheating.
Girl.
There's no way. He wrote the song from the Mario.
Yes. Oh, he's amazing.
What's the name of the song that he wrote for Mario? What's the name of it? I'm thinking of and he's doing the dances and the mirror is there. And he got the white t-shirt on and the
let
jeans.
Let me love you.
You should let me love you. That. He did. Don't so sick of love songs.
Like, broke records.
Didn't he also write Beyonce's To the Left, To the Left? So this is my
thing. Him in the dream be writing stuff. I'd be like, ooh, so this is my problem. But yes.
Not that man.
Yes.
Not that man being the cheat. Not that man being out here just sleeping with the hoes. Like, not him. I like his songs. How do you pull from this beautiful place
if you're trash? He wrote Irreplaceable for Beyonce.
Isn't that what I just said? Isn't that To the Left, To the Left?
Yes. Okay. You was off.
I just called the name of the song. Should be called To the Left, To the Left.
Yes.
Yes, he wrote To the Left. Thank you.
Yes.
Girl, I was just confused because I was unaware of the awareing.
Throw him in the trash can. I feel like he probably didn't really get to women's before.
Oh.
He got with Monietta. He found his love, but he also got some coins. And nobody liked his big old nugget head when he ain't had no hat on. And he started feeling himself. And so then he just got a new woman, right? And she was a little thotty, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy.
Yeah.
Okay? And then he started sleeping with all the hoes, too. And that's trash. There was also, I be on all the blogs, okay?
Don't
come for me. But I be on the blogs. And there was somebody DM'd somebody else and said, Neo is at a bar maybe, and he was like, I got my side chick with me, like, don't put me nowhere in the, like, public view because I can't be seen with her.
He was out here.
And that was like last weekend. This is what I'm saying.
I don't throw him away. I don't like, you can't be bold about it. Like, can you still sneak? Can you still sneak? Bro, you got him. You just renewed your vows. Y'all supposed to be in the honeymoon phase and you cheating right away.
She was in the honeymoon phase. She thought so. He did this whole thing. So pop the trunk on him, sis.
She should. That deserves a pop the trunk. Okay, what was the other one?
The other one was.
Oh, Mel had road rage. This is a funny story. I feel like I recently had road rage. I did, but I think yours is. I'm going to tell mine real quick because it was funny. So we were in, we went to Castaway this weekend.
Oh, y'all did?
Yeah, yeah. We took the kids and we had brunch.
Oh, nice.
We did the brunch there, which, by the way, their chicken and waffles was actually very good.
The first time I went was for brunch, and
It was very, I was surprised at how good it was, because I was like, y'all doing too much. Y'all not doing it the regular way. This ain't finna be good. And then, like, low-key, it was the best thing on the menu.
Okay.
So, anyway, on the way back, we are in the lane where you can go straight, which is what we were doing, to go on the freeway, or you can turn left, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other lane was obvious. It was just a turn right. It was a right only lane. So it's me. There's a car in front of me because I honked at him. And then there's a car in front of him that needs to turn left.
Okay.
So the car in front of me is honking because our light is green, but the guy can't go because he needs to turn left.
Oh, okay.
And as long as there are cars coming, you can't move, dummy. So he's honking because he's pissed. So finally he gets upset and goes around him. Eventually the guy goes, but in enough time where I go and I'm still behind the guy that was just in front of me. We get to another light. He's down on his phone. Light turns green. Guess what I do?
Oh.
And looked at him. Because I was pissed. Not you. Just having an attitude with the person that was valid and legitimate in waiting because he was turning left.
Yes.
And now your light is green and you're down on your phone being distracted?
Oh, no.
You got to move, brother. It's time to go. The light's green.
You stupid.
I was so pissed. I was already irritated anyway. And so I was like, oh, you finna get this energy because I'm irritated. I'm going to keep my hand on the horn. He sure did because we got on the freeway. He was trying to slow down. That's fine. What you going to do? Nothing. Keep driving.
Yes. Yes.
That was my story.
40-year-old energy.
It sure was. I dare you say something to me. The other thing was Kev was in the passenger seat, so he wasn't going to do nothing anyways.
Kev, get out. He'd be like, yeah, you know Kev, what?
He was not going to do nothing.
Man,
but I was irritated because I hate that. I hate when people can't see what you see. That's a word in there.
Uh-huh.
And so they're trying to rush you.
Yeah, amen.
No.
Say that.
You don't know what, you don't see what's up ahead. Y'all catch this word up in here?
Yeah, that's good.
You don't see what's up ahead, and that's why I have to stop. That's why I'm slowing down. That's why, and you want to rush me. No. Mm-mm. You finna make me die. Okay, go.
So also before I left, I don't have no job, and I like to say that because I don't have one, and usually, right? That's not a thing, right? Usually you have to have a job. So I've been owning, I ain't got no job. So what happened is I was coming out of the lot and the lady was going straight and I was going to have to turn into where she was.
Okay.
But I saw her coming. So I'm not going because I see you coming. I think she thought I didn't. She thought I was going too fast and was going to cut in front of her.
Uh-huh.
So she passes me, she goes through her window and she's doing all of the things. So then I start doing all of the things back. Granted, there really is no problem because I saw you. You thought I didn't, but like, you don't have to be mad. I didn't go. Your car's fine. My car's fine. We good. But because she bucked up in the car, so now I'm bucked up. So then she gets out of the parking lot and she cuts across the street and turns around.
As if, right?
She was really trying to have a problem.
Right.
And at this point, I'm sitting about to exit the parking lot myself, but I see her turn around. So then I sit, well, darling, I ain't got no job. And I got time. When you don't have a job, you have time. So let's go home, girl. Let's go. I sat there waiting like, honey, you really ain't about this life.
I dare you get out of my car.
Hey, man, listen. If you going to act like you want to
You feeling
do it,
froggy jump.
You're going to have to jump today because I promise you we just going to be in this parking lot looking like two women fighting. Sometimes, this is why it's so stupid. Sometimes I just have moments of like, I would fight today.
That was me.
If there was a problem presented, I would be about that life today. Let's go. If anybody wants it, you can have it today. And she just caught me on that day. But then she just kept going and she ain't do nothing. So anyway, but you know.
I don't know if that is approaching.
Mob hoe.
I don't know if that's approaching 40 or it's hormones. I don't exactly know. But I definitely, as much as I am, this is probably why a mom was like, Melissa, it'll be you. You be the reason to accidentally get into a fight.
Yes.
As much as I be the one to call the police, there are days where I be like, well, you caught me on a good day.
You caught me on a good day.
Let's take the earrings off because today is the day I don't want to call the police or people are going to call the police on me because I want to fight you and we're here today and now. So let's just go ahead and say our prayers and let's go ahead and get ready to rumble. I just feel like there are days.
Yeah, they're not often. No, yeah.
They're not often, but there are days where I get so fed up with me taking the higher road. I get so fed up with me being the nice person and doing all of these things that I'm just like, today's the day.
Yeah.
I want to say, this is actually what I've been saying here lately too. F all of you. Y'all know I don't curse, but the energy is there. Okay. The energy is F. I need to get this done. I need to get the sketch idea done where I say the things that I say and either Danny or Marcus or perhaps the both of them interpret
what you're saying,
what I'm saying.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Because I'd be like, first of all, you're a butt white. And I need them to be like,
asshole.
Or first of all, how?
Heffa.
Yes.
Marcus.
Yes, exactly. So that's it. All right. And then
that's hilarious.
Black Twitter trends. Actually, I need to go in a minute. So we got about 15 minutes. You want to ask your questions.
Oh, yeah, put it in there now. But we got to talk about Beyonce. We can't leave here.
That's what I'm going to do first. Ask your questions. If we need to, if we have time to get to your questions, we'll do the gin and juice portion, which will be because we're going to change. We had to tell them we're going to change the title.
Okay,
so this is it. Black Twitter trends. We're going to talk about Beyonce.
Beyonce.
That had the church girls' panties in a bunch. Okay. There were think pieces galore.
Yeah.
On this album, specifically Church Girls. I'm going to end there because if you know me well enough, you probably know where I'm going with this. So let's just start with what is your favorite song on the album? Because we don't have the same favorite song.
No, I'm in love with Alien Superstar.
I like it too, though.
Okay, Forever, I'm That Girl.
Period.
Love that. Also, Church Girl is just, it's me. It is a letter she wrote to me. Like that beginning, you're like, oh, praise him. I'm here for, I am loving it. I love, those are my top.
Your top two? I listened to it in two parts. So the first half through like literally song 7 or 8, I got to listen to Church Girls and that was my favorite one at the time. I listened to the second half and I enjoyed, is it called Cuff?
Cuff It.
Cuff It.
Cuff It is good.
Which is surprising because if you heard the song, it's just a bunch of F-bombs. But I do really, really like that song. It is my favorite. But going from Alien Superstar into Cuff It.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is my favorite, like, kind of transition on the album. That, it just brings me. And I think Energy is after that one.
Oh, Energy goes into
Pull It Up.
Break My Soul. I know that. I think it's Cuff It, Energy, Break My Soul.
Okay. It's got to be the after the Break My Soul bit, though.
Oh.
Hold on. Let me pull it up because it could be the way that I skip around it, too.
Oh,
okay, no, it is. Jesus. It's Energy, Break My Soul. No, it is in that order. Alien, Cuff It, Energy.
Yeah.
Okay. That, uh-huh. Those three, I very much, very much like. I very much, very much like those three. The transition to everything about that section, I really, really greatly enjoy.
And Thick. I like Thick.
Oh, I got to listen to it again. I enjoy Heated. I did like Heated because I'm still trying to figure out if Jay-Z out here effing up. Because I would be here for a Lemonade Part 2.
Hello.
So anyway, that's my favorite. But if we're going to talk about Church Girls, this is my thing about it, right? Okay. My honest to goodness, and I don't even mean the shade. I really do not mean this with shade. I don't mean it disrespectfully. I don't even mean it condescendingly. I really mean it from my place of experience.
Okay.
I understand that the words can be provocative. They get the people going. Hey. I understand. But the idea behind the song, I do like. And this is my honesty. I'm going to just say this. I'm going to leave it on. If you have a think piece, if you feel a way about this song, it is my honest to goodness prayer that you have a healthy relationship with sex. And that's all I'm going to say.
Uh-huh.
I feel like a lot of the think pieces that I saw, obviously I didn't read them all, but the think pieces that I saw were from a lot of obviously church girls, but they're also single and they're practicing abstinence.
Mm-hmm.
And because that is also my journey,
mm-hmm.
I also understand that I did not have a healthy relationship with sex.
Mm-hmm.
And so turning that leaf over, the evolution that I've gone through to get to this space, I can have an appreciation for the song that's simply about sexual liberation and sexual freedom.
Yeah.
That doesn't automatically mean being a hoe.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean,
right.
You know, the whatever. It doesn't mean all of that. It, to me, it really is about like embracing that God made this body good. Okay. And that would include the sexuality that comes with it. And so it would just be my legitimate prayer that as I was reading some of the think pieces, I'm like, girl, I just really hope and pray that on the day that you say I do, you're able to walk in sexual freedom and you're not held bound and captive to everything that you're saying today.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, again, my personal experience is that that is just not balance. And that's, to me, that's the bigger issue.
Yeah.
The song aside, y'all be talking about, and she's supposed to be a role model. Why are we still having conversations about people we don't know being role models? Amen. Why are we still having conversations about quite lit? You probably ain't never been to a concert talking about she a role model for your child. Why aren't you a role model? Why isn't there a mentor in your life? Someone they can touch and talk to and have a conversation with about being a role model. That argument is, and I get it. You can look up to people. I understand that you can aspire, but like have someone that someone can touch and talk to. And I have a question and please, can you, that's just me personally.
Yeah.
And this last thing I'm going to say.
Go ahead, girl.
Why on God's green earth did the actual church girls think Beyonce Giselle Knowles Carter was going to give y'all a real church girl song you could sing on Sunday morning? I don't understand.
Mm-mm.
Why y'all don't understand that was maybe not never going to happen. Mm-mm. She did the song in the way that I would expect
100%
Beyonce
yes.
to do the song.
Yes.
It was very much on brand and very much in line with what I would expect Beyonce to do.
Yeah.
And so that all of that was just very much confusing to me. Again, that's just me personally. I think about my own personal experience. And this is my other thing. I also know that Melissa of 10, 15 years ago would feel completely and utterly different. I also know that the journey that I've gone through has me here, and I have an appreciation for the song. And like I said, it was my, you know, it's just kind of groovy. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. But post that, I was like, oh no, these three right here, I like this. This is what gets the people going. Me, I'm the people. So that's, and it was approved by Twinkie Carlick. Thank you, girl.
And it was approved.
So I don't know. Listen, live your life, have your own opinions. I don't have a heaven or a hell to put you in.
Amen.
So who are me? I don't know. Nobody. Okay.
Drop it like a thotty. Drop it like a thotty. Hey. Okay. Yes. Amen. You said a word.
All right. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I'm a fan.
Oh, one of three. It is one of three. The last thing I'm going to say is, I bet she's going to come out with Jesus the King on the second, third. This is the last thing I'm going to say. Renaissance part two. Renaissance part two. I don't care if it's two or three. I don't care. Beyonce, Giselle knows Carter. But what I need you to do is give me a rap album.
Rap album.
I need.
That would be so amazing.
For you to give me a rap album.
Yes.
I have been asking for this. I need my requests. Who knows her? Type it up. Send it by pigeon. I don't care. She needs to get the people's requests going. And that is me. I would
give
like
people what they want.
Beyonce. I want a rap album from Beyonce so bad.
Yes.
And I want her to sit in that kind of grown woman, the beginning words.
Forever, I'm that girl.
Forever. I want her to sit in that energy. I'm the only, what'd she say? I'm the only woman on the realest in the room. What is the words? Room. Oh. You guys don't know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
yeah, I'm the only lady, but still the really something like that. I want her to sit in that pocket.
Yes.
I want her to own that energy
and
just come out with a full rap album, just telling us how she's been that girl since the beginning of time and still is, period.
Period.
Okay, I'm done. Yeah, by Pigeon
it.
Girl.
I ain't got nothing to add. I love it. That was great.
Okay, very good. Did we get any questions?
Oh, I don't think they put none in there. Put some questions.
Because if not, I probably got about 5 minutes. I got
in the chat so we can do Jen and Juice take our advice or whatever. I'm the only lady yet still the real.
Thank you. That's it right there.
Yes.
I want her to sing. I promise you. I want her to sing. I want her to just sit in that. Yes. She was talking about she had just had the babies. Like,
I'm in it.
Yes.
Yes.
I promise you that's what I want her to do so bad. Like, y'all don't understand. I'm feeling okay. If
y'all
we don't
got
have any
gin and juice. If not, we should. Okay. So the gin and juice is the current name of this podcast.
Oh, thank you. Yes, yes, yes. So tell the people.
Gin and Juice is the current name of this podcast, but I think we're going to go with Did We Hit Record?
Okay.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I saw that. How y'all feel about Mystical going out? Like,
ciao.
I had to look him up, too.
What?
I mean, not look him up. I knew who he was, but I didn't realize he had three other rape charges. I told you, I don't be staying up on pop culture. I don't be knowing the peoples. I don't be in their business. Look, you put out okay, Mystical, shake it fast. That's all I know.
Hilarious.
That's all I know, okay? I don't begin your business like that.
You see this question you want to do. How do you begin to pour into yourself after pouring into your children and husband for 20 years without the attached guilt?
Oh, that's good. Okay, hold on. How do you begin to pour into yourself after pouring into your children? Okay, you want to take it? That's not a gin or juice. That's just a womanhood question.
You go first. You've been 20 years than me.
Okay, let me think about it. Begin to pour into yourself. Okay, I think the first thing you have to ask yourself, right, is let me get my words together. You have to let yourself know, okay, that you are first deserving to be poured into.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times for women, we find we believe our role is to give.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people try to give back to us, we shut it down. And we're like, I just want to give to you. 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 And the reality is you are deserving of the same love that you give out. Mm-hmm. Someone just said that when I was talking about my therapy yesterday. And so I think once you start from that place that you are deserving and you are worthy of the love, then the next question is, what do you want to do? Like, put an action plan into place, as we were talking about earlier, about what, because the idea of pouring into is very, like, theoretical. And it's very, like, lofty and fluffy and fuzzy. And, it, you know, we use these terms. But, okay, pouring, what does it look like for you? What does pouring into you look like? What do you want? Is it, I don't know, do you want to start a new job? Do you want to start a little side career? Do you want to lose weight? Is it something physical? Is it something mental? Do you want to start therapy? Like, what is it for you that it looks like? And then put that action plan into place to do those things.
That was good. I agree. I was going to say, probably not as eloquently as you
and
did.
And socialize is right.
But I was going to say, figuring out what pouring into you looks like, just like you just said. For me, like, I am a nails did, hair did, everything did. Like, that's me all day. That's what, I've always been that person. I've always enjoyed those things. And so whatever that looks like for you, doing that and sticking to a plan. I'm not saying nothing you didn't say. Yeah. I agree. That's really what it is. And being kind of protective about that. I think what I realized, working out be annoying me, but I also realized, man, I really feel good after I work out. And so that is just a thing that I am, like, trying to make sure that I do because of how it makes me feel.
Yeah.
So anything that is making me feel good, I'm prioritizing. That don't mean I don't love you. I just love me too.
That's exactly what I was going to say is being prioritizing is a better word because the word I was going to say is selfish. But prioritizing is a better word. Being able to prioritize yourself unapologetically, being able to prioritize yourself without guilt is the key.
If
you're doing it and you feel guilty, if you're doing it and you don't want to, you feel like you got to make excuses, you don't prioritize it, you're not very protective of it, you'll find excuses not to do it. And you'll pour into everybody else. And so you do, what you don't want to do is, you know, pour into your husband, pour into your kids, and they're full. Your daughter or your kids eventually leave the light, leave your house. They're full, living their life, living their best life. Thank you so much for all everything you've given me. And you're sitting at home depleted. You know what I mean? Like, that's not fair to you. So you have to reestablish those boundaries and prioritize yourself and know that you can do that in a way that's healthy. You're right. Selfish is not a bad word, but I do like prioritize better. All right. That's it. Thank you guys so much for joining us for another episode of, what did we decide?
Did we hit record?
Did we hit record?
We hope we did. Josh. Bye.
Bye.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.